Welcome to the Mindful Sitting with Awareness practice. To begin this practice, please take a posture in the chair or on a cushion that's both comfortable and alert for you. If it's uncomfortable for you to sit down, you're welcome to do this practice lying down on your back or even standing if you're especially drowsy. Taking your posture, settling into your posture, and if you're sitting in a chair or on the floor on a cushion, see if you can have your posture set the intention for alertness for you. See if you can feel a lift up through your back and your neck and your head, and allow this to set the intention for alertness throughout your practice for you. And as you begin your practice, if you're comfortable with it, allowing your eyes to close. If you'd prefer to leave your eyes open, then allowing them to focus very softly and downward towards the floor about 45 degrees to reduce the visual stimulation around you. And seeing if you can allow your awareness to just come to your body, to feel your posture, and to feel the contact that your body is making either with the floor beneath you, the cushion, or the chair. And really be receptive to the experience of the places your body is making contact. What does that feel like? Allowing your awareness to reside gently in your body. Being aware of your posture and making any adjustments that you may feel would help you be comfortable and alert. And then just noticing the fact that you're breathing. Noticing that the breath happens to be entering your body each time you inhale. And noticing also that the breath happens to be leaving your body each time you exhale. See if you can notice the breath as it enters your body, either following it with your mind's eye, watching it, or feeling the sensation and movement of your breath entering your body each time you inhale. And likewise, see if you can feel and notice the breath as it leaves your body, either by watching it with your mind's eye, or by feeling the movement and the sensation of your breath as it leaves your body on the exhalation. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in, and breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. Seeing if you can direct your attention to the simplicity of your breath, and see if you can maintain your awareness on this vehicle of attention, the simplicity of your breath as you inhale and as you exhale. And even as you intend to maintain your awareness of your breath, your mind may have the tendency to wander off into thought from time to time. No matter how frequently this may occur or how rare, as soon as you notice this has happened, simply acknowledge that. Acknowledging that your mind has wandered, and then see if you can very gently, without judgment, escort your awareness back to your breath. Whether you're in the midst of an inhalation or an exhalation, just noticing, breathing in or breathing out. Directing your attention back to your breathing. And once again, seeing if you can maintain your awareness on the simplicity of your breath. The breath is a wonderful vehicle for our awareness. The breath is always here for us. So by simply directing our attention to our breath, we can also bring our awareness into this present moment. Because our breath is always occurring right here and right now. So seeing if you can continue to maintain your awareness of your breathing. Seeing if you can simply notice that you're breathing in each time you breathe in. And seeing if you can notice that you're breathing out each time you breathe out. And seeing if you can maintain the awareness of the entire duration of each breath, so that you're not only aware of the inhalation, the breath entering your body, but that you're also aware of the subtle transition between the inhalation and the exhalation, really noticing what that experience is of that transition. And not only noticing the exhalation with the breath leaving your body, but noticing too that also subtle transition between the exhalation and the next inhalation. Seeing if you can notice what your experience is of this transition. In doing so, seeing if you can be aware of the entire duration of your breath, the inhalation, the transition between the inhalation and the exhalation, and the transition between the exhalation and the subsequent inhalation. Breathing in and being aware as you breathe in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. Seeing if you can follow the waves and the movement of each breath as it follows one after the next. And on the next inhalation, I'm going to invite you to allow your awareness of the breath to be full. And as you exhale, I'll invite you to allow your awareness of the breath to fall into the background of your attention. So that with your next inhalation, you can actually bring the foreground of your awareness directly to your ears. And see if you can be receptive to sound. Noticing now that you're hearing. Being receptive to any sound waves as they arrive at your eardrums and as they pass from your eardrums. Knowing that you're hearing. And as you attend to sound, seeing if you can refrain from identifying the source of any sound, see if instead you can just be aware of the bare sound waves themselves as they arrive at your eardrums and as they pass from your eardrums. Simply noticing sound arising and sound passing. And sound can be a very helpful vehicle for our awareness because sound, like the breath, is occurring in this very moment. So by attending to sound, we're bringing our awareness into the here and now. And just as the breath has the nature of impermanence, each inhalation being followed by an exhalation, and each breath being followed by a new breath, sound too has the nature of impermanence. Sound arises, and sound on its own tends to pass. Seeing if you can notice this impermanent nature of sound. Noticing that you're hearing sound arising, sound passing. Noticing what your experience is of sound. And just as with the breath, from time to time while you're intending to attend to sound, your mind may still wander off into thoughts periodically. And if you notice this is true at any point, just seeing if you can acknowledge that your mind has wandered off into thought. And then seeing if you can very gently escort your awareness back to your ears, back to the present moment, being receptive once again to sound, knowing that you're hearing. Breathing in with each inhalation, bringing your awareness to your ears and being receptive to sound as it arises in this present moment, as it's present for you, and as it passes. Sound arising, sound passing. Breathing in with full awareness of sound. And with each exhalation, perhaps letting go of whatever has come to your awareness so you can renew your awareness on the next inhalation. Breathing in, being aware once again of sound. And on the next exhalation, I'll invite you to allow your awareness of sound and hearing to fall into the background of your awareness along with the breath. And I'll invite you to bring the foreground of your attention now back into your body, beginning with your body as a whole. As you breathe in, breathing in with full and gentle awareness of your body as a whole, as you're sitting here in the chair or on the cushion, or perhaps lying on the ground or on your back. Breathing in very gently with full awareness of your body as a whole, and allowing once again the awareness of any points of contact that your body may be making with the earth or the floor beneath you, with the cushion or the chair, and even with other parts of your body, parts of your body making contact with other parts of your body, just noticing whatever happens to be true, being receptive to these experiences of contact, and expanding your awareness of your body as a whole, to include any sensations in particular that may be present in your awareness, or any sensations that may arise in your awareness as you're attending very gently to your body. As you breathe in, being receptive to your body as a whole and to any sensations in particular that may be present or may arise. And as you exhale, gently letting go of the awareness of anything that has come to your attention, allowing your awareness to be renewed on the inhalation. With each inhalation, breathing in with full awareness of your body and any sensations in particular. And if there is any sensation that arises in your awareness, seeing if you can explore that sensation, see if you can know what your experience is of this sensation. What is the nature of this sensation? Where is it occurring in your body? Where do you notice it most prominently? And what is the nature of that experience? Is it a pulling or is it a tingling? Is it a pinching? Is it a softness? Is it a warmth? And is there anything else that arises as you attend to that sensation? Is there a color? Is there a texture? Just attending to whatever happens to be present for you, breathing in with full and gentle awareness, and with each exhalation, perhaps releasing whatever has come to your attention so that you can renew your awareness on the next inhalation. And even as you intend to reside with your awareness on your body and on sensation, from time to time your mind may wander off into thought. And if this is occurring, just noticing mind wandering and acknowledging that. And then very gently seeing if you can escort your awareness back to your body as a whole and sensation in particular. No matter how frequently you may notice your mind wandering, just acknowledging it as soon as you notice it, and then very gently bringing your awareness back into your body as a whole, sensation in particular. Knowing that sensation can be a very helpful vehicle for our awareness because it too is occurring right here in the very moment, this moment, the present. And it too has the nature of impermanence. It tends to arise. And if you don't try to push it away or try to hold on to it, it too tends to pass or shift in its own time. So seeing if you can very gently breathe in, attending to sensation, attending to your body. And as you breathe out, gently letting go of this awareness, whatever has come to your attention. And on the next exhalation, just releasing the entirety of your awareness of your body as a whole and sensation in particular, and seeing if sensation can go into the background of your awareness along with sound and along with your breath. And as you inhale, seeing if you can bring your awareness very gently now to the mental objects, the objects of thoughts and the objects of emotions. Breathing in with awareness of thoughts and emotions. These objects can be very challenging for us due to our tendency to get involved in thoughts and pulled into the drama of emotions. But seeing if you can instead reside here as a neutral observer, as a neutral witness, to see if you can watch your thoughts as they arise, noticing your thought, and seeing if you can allow thought to pass. Seeing if you can allow a thought to arise, noticing its presence, its nature, and allowing it to pass. So instead of getting involved in the thought and going off into a stream of thought, Seeing if instead you can notice that it too has the nature of impermanence, it tends to arise. And if we neither get pulled into it nor push it away, it tends to pass. And inevitably another thought will arise to take its place. Noticing that thought too, and seeing if you can allow it to pass. Noticing that the nature of our mind is to think. Thoughts tend to arise. However, they also tend to pass. If we allow them to pass on their own, they will pass. And emotion too. Emotion may be present or may arise in your awareness. And seeing if you can notice the nature of emotion, if it happens to be present or if it arises in any moment. What is the nature of that emotion? Are you noticing sadness or frustration or restlessness or peace? Noticing the nature of emotion, but seeing if rather than being pulled into the drama of that emotion, you can notice emotion as a neutral observer. Noticing the nature of emotion, and also noticing that it too has the nature of impermanence, that it tends to arise. We can notice the nature of emotion as it's present. But as long as we neither get pulled into it nor push it away, it too will tend to shift or pass. Or change. So whether it be emotion or whether it be a thought that may arise or be present, seeing if you can notice it in this very moment and allow it to pass. And if at any point you get pulled into the drama of emotion or get pulled into the stream of thought and are off with your mind wandering, see if you can notice this. See if you can notice that you've wandered off into thought and acknowledge that. And then very gently, either bringing your awareness back to the receptivity to thoughts and emotions as they arise and as they pass. Or perhaps anchoring your awareness with your breath to ground your awareness back into the present moment. And seeing if on the next exhalation you can allow this awareness of these mental objects of thoughts and emotion to fall into the background of your awareness, along with your body and sensation, along with hearing and sound, and along with your breath. And see if you can obtain a state now of choiceless awareness. A state in which whatever object of awareness happens to be prominent is what you're attending to in this very moment. So that you're noticing what your experience is from moment to moment. If, for example, sound is arising, then bringing your awareness to your ears, knowing that you're hearing and being receptive to sound. As it arises and as it passes. And staying with that object of awareness until either it passes or until another object of awareness dominates. If another object of awareness dominates your attention, then bringing your attention to that object. If that object of awareness subsides and no other object of awareness arises to take its place, then knowing that you can always come back to your breath you can allow your breath to serve as a home base, as an anchor for your awareness. You're always welcome to stay with your awareness of your breath as it arises and as it passes, until or unless another object of attention arises more dominantly, in which case you just notice that that's what's occurring. Notice what your experience is in this very moment. Is it sensation in your body? Is it hearing and sound? Is it a mental object, thought, or an emotion? Or perhaps you're residing right now with your breath. Knowing that you can stay with the anchor of your breath, knowing that you're breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out, allowing it to be your home base. But if and when any other object of awareness may arise in your attention, then allowing yourself to attend to that, knowing what your experience is. And if at any point your mind wanders off into thought, then as soon as you become aware of that, acknowledge that and simply escort your awareness back to the simplicity of your breath, allowing your breath to ground you back into the here and now, no matter how often your mind may wander, just directing your attention back to your breath, knowing that you're breathing in each time you're breathing in, and knowing that you're breathing out each time you're breathing out. Allowing your awareness to reside with whatever is dominant in your experience in this very moment. If there's a sensation that's dominant, then knowing what you're feeling. If there's a sound that's dominant, then knowing that you're hearing. And if there's a thought arising or an emotion arising, then knowing the nature of that. And allowing your awareness to shift to whatever is present in this very moment, knowing what your experience is right now. And no matter where your attention may be in this moment, seeing if you can deliberately allow your awareness to return to the simplicity of your breath. So if any other object of awareness is dominating your attention, see if you can allow it to be released. Allow your awareness to come back to the simplicity of your breath so that you're knowing that you're breathing in each time you breathe in and that you're knowing that you're breathing out each time you breathe out. Breathing in, feeling the sensation and the movement of your breath as it enters your body, and breathing out, feeling the sensation and movement of your breath as it leaves your body. Maintaining your awareness on the simplicity of your breath. And seeing if you can follow the waves of your breath, much as you would ride the waves of the ocean lying on a raft. Breathing in, breath rising, breathing out, breath falling. Following the waves of your breath as they arise gently one after the next.